Toby tapped a stylus on his desk. Zori could not be a traitor. That was a given. Zori had, however, taught him some words that appeared in a pirate transmission. That was a fact. Now that Stella knew that Zori knew some words, Stella was half convinced of her guilt. Zori's father had taught Zori those words, and Zori's father gave him a sick feeling in his stomach. He'd assumed it was what any boy felt around the father of the girl he loved, but maybe not. Maybe the man was a traitor. That didn't mean Zori was. Zori's father could be a traitor. Both her parents could be traitors, and Zori could still be innocent. Zori's father could have learned a few words, the ones he'd taught Zori, from someone else. Maybe he wasn't a traitor. But if Stella told the government about Zori, then nobody would believe her innocence. But he had to find a way to save her from that. The first step was to find out if she knew all the words in the transmission, because that would mean she could translate the transmissions. If they went to the government themselves, then she could be a hero who translated pirate lingo, not a suspect. But Stella had forbidden him to show Zori the transcripts or tell her what was going on. And if, he didn't want to think this, but he could not help it, if she was guilty, if her father was a traitor and had raised her to be one too, then showing her the transcripts would be as dangerous as Stella said.
How can I find out if she knows more than the little she's taught me without breaking Stella's rule?
A flash of worry that Zori might not like what he was thinking of doing was easy to banish. He was doing it for her, to protect her. And unless she was a traitor, and she could not be a traitor, that was a given, she would understand and agree if, when, she found out. Zori approached Toby before Matt the next day.
My parents like you.
Toby couldn't answer. He just nodded.
Is your cousin causing problems?
Not exactly. She says she thought she told your father about my escort.
She thinks my father is lying? That's an insult.
She didn't say that.
Actually, she had said that, but Toby was not going to admit it. Zori settled back, lips tight. Then she looked at Toby again.
I need to talk to you.
We can start this lesson when everyone is attentive.
That was Sir Galvin. Toby looked up just in time to avoid a mark for discourtesy. During break, Zori and Toby ignored the nudges and winks of the rest of their class and backed into a corner with their snacks. Toby's escorts were nearby, but in the noise of the break room, they could not be overheard. Probably.
What?
My father says he likes you, but sometimes he's just a little sneaky.
Sneaky?
I mean, yes, it would be an insult if your cousin said he was lying about her, having told him about your escort. And if she insults him, then he has a legal claim against her. And if he has a legal claim against her, then obviously he won't let me see you. He might even take me out of school.
So, you think he's he said that in order to find a way to make us break up?
Maybe. It's not always discourteous to lie. It's wrong, but it's not against the courtesy code. Not if you're not under oath.
Wait a minute. You mean it's fine to lie, but wrong to complain that you've been lied to?
I wouldn't say fine. It's just not a discourtesy, whereas calling someone a liar is.
But if they are lying and you know it, how are you supposed to handle it?
You can ignore it if it's not important, or you can report it if it's a criminal matter, or you can ask for a formal statement before a legal representative. That can be phrased without discourtesy.
I think that would make it worse. If you ask for that, aren't you in effect calling someone a liar in front of others?
No, not in our society. But anyway, if your cousin ever needs to challenge my father, she needs to do it properly. Get legal counsel.
And what do you think?
You're asking me to indict my father?
No, I'm asking what you think.
You don't understand. I can't answer that. It would be wrong. Worse than Pratt.
Look, can we meet after school? You have a free period last, don't you?
Yes, but I can't meet you then. I promised my mother I'd go to some boring woman's meeting with her. I can get out after dinner, though, as long as I'm home by 9. We could meet for ice cream or something.
Toby looked into her eyes. Zori was trustworthy. She had to be. She loved him, and it was important to get this translated.
I'm trying to write an adventure story in whatever it is you've been teaching me.
My family's secret language? Why?
Someday it will be our language. The way we've been saying things, you know. You've been speaking it for years. I'm trying to learn it. You know I'm more visual than you are. It'll be easier for me if I write it down. And you said you didn't have any texts.
I don't think anyone writes in it. It's just for chat.
If your father uses it for business, maybe he writes memos in it.
I suppose. But you're writing in it?
I'm trying to. I'm not very good at it. I thought it would be easier if I did it as a story. The dialogue so far sounds more like one of those adventure series for children. Well, except for the rude words. And I made up a bunch of words, too, because I don't know enough.
Can I see it?
Toby had put together a mishmash of the words he knew, a few he remembered, a few that he had guessed, and some he made up.
I guess. It's a space battle. All this part is the bad guys, with the rude words you taught me. It's easy to do their side. And I'm not sure of the spelling in a lot of places.
You're making excuses. Let's see. Wow, you've learned a lot. I don't remember teaching you some of this.
It's mostly made up, where I didn't know the words.
Toby had inserted a few made-up words into the text Kai had sent. This was only about a page of a transmission, with interpolated plot. Zori pointed.
But this really is the word for ammunition. Lucky guess, Toby.
She grinned, then went back to reading, while Toby's heart seemed to sink through his shoes. She knew more words.
Why would her father teach her the word for ammunition anyway?
No profit in this. Get out of here now. I like that. So the pirates are running away from... Who are the good guys?
The Space Rangers, of course. Who else?
This is wrong, this bit here. You made up Blaggern, didn't you?
Yes. It's supposed to mean defeat.
No, that's Randic. Randic and Sendum would be losing a bid to another bidder. This bit here means lost too many ships to that... I didn't teach you that word.
No, does it really mean anything?
A very bad word for a woman. Who is she supposed to be?
One of the good guy captains.
Oh, then that's Kobe Parash. Means one of our captains. The other's just nasty.
Zori handed the hand comp back.
Oh, I hope my father doesn't find out you're writing stories in our trade tongue, Toby. Don't publish it. Especially not with all those really rude words.
No, I wouldn't.
No doubt now that Zori's father's trade tongue was that used by the pirates. He could not doubt Zori, but her father. If Stella's father could turn out to be Osman Vada, anyone's father might be an enemy.